Wada Odoke Jeremiah is one of the lawmakers representing South Sudan in the East African Legislative Assembly. She says in addition to attending Council of Ministers meetings of the regional bloc, ministers of the East African Community Affairs from the member states are supposed to attend plenary sittings of the East African Legislative Assembly. She says Dengalor, South Sudan's Minister for East African Community Affairs, has not been at these meetings. Jeremiah says she last saw Alor attending a virtual session of the assembly when he was being sworn in.
We have constantly having a problem of absence of our ministers, which really affect us. We don't have guidance. We don't have sometimes we have been even accused by our colleagues that we're standing as executive and standing as members of parliament, because sometimes there are things which are supposed to be asked to our ministers, and they have to apply on behalf of the government. Being a member from South Sudan, I cannot give a blind eye on that. I'll be talking.
Jeremiah says Anito, the chairperson of the South Sudan chapter of the East African Community, sometimes has to stand in for the minister and speak on behalf of the government. But she says at times ministers from the other ESC partner states say they want to hear directly from a South Sudanese government minister. She says South Sudanese lawmakers have also been questioned a number of times by the Council of Ministers on whether the government is serious about being integrated into the ESC because the South Sudanese ministers don't attend sessions. Jeremiah says she wants the minister to always participate. Guy Dengnyal, another legislator representing South Sudan in the ESC Assembly, says recently there were issues to do with certain payments in the East African Legislative Assembly that required approval from all the ministers in the partner states. She says South Sudan's lawmakers had to go through the undersecretary to reach out to the minister because Alor was not available. She says the minister several times has delegated the undersecretary to represent him in the ESC. Nyal says Minister Alor needs to understand that there are issues that are only meant for the ministers and that no one else can stand in.
It is the decisions that are taken at the ministerial level, and they cannot really be delegated, you know, to other technocrats, then, because it is the final decision really sits with the minister. That's why it's imperative that they are all part of the process. Delegating it is just not an option. So it creates delay in decision making, which can also delay other things that need to be done, especially when you're dealing with things to do with the budget.
South Sudan ESC legislator Thomas Dute says he understands the minister may be quite busy because he is also participating in the peace implementation efforts. He says once in a while he has seen Alor connecting virtually to attend the sessions. Dute says he is concerned that other South Sudan ministers don't attend developmental conferences. He says it is the responsibility of the Minister of ESC to inform other South Sudan ministers to attend sectorial conferences to give the government's views.
It made us to default in some situation because if you don't attend meeting as a line minister, an example of Minister of Road, which is the key ministry here, because road and infrastructures is one of the fundamental elements in the livelihood of the East African community. There has been a plan of extending the East African Highway to Republic of South Sudan through Uganda. It has been there, and with lack of participation of that particular line ministry, it is affecting South Sudan, because if you don't attend where the decisions are being made, it is always an issue.
Dute says if ministers don't attend their sectorial meetings, that will mean the country will always have to abide with what others decide. He says that is not good because South Sudan should also table its views to address its interests. Repeated calls to South Sudan Minister for East African Community Affairs, Dengalor, to comment on this story went unanswered. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Arusha, Tanzania.